Well, I still got neon in my veins. This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. You can't put this possum in a cage. My body's old, but it ain't impaired. For the junkyard, yeah, 'cause I still feel like a new Corvette. It might take a little longer, but I'll get there. Well, I don't need your rocking chair. I don't need your rocking chair. Is your retort or your Medicare? Got neon in my veins. This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. Can't put this possum in a cage. My body's old, but it ain't impaired. Well, I don't need this rocking chair. Neon in my veins.
Still got neon in my veins.
This gray hair don't mean a thing.
This gray hair don't mean a thing.
I do my rocking on the stage.
Rocking on the stage.
You can't put this possum in a cage.
Can't put this possum in a cage.
Yeah, my body's old, but it ain't impaired.
Well, you know it ain't impaired.
Why?
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump's back in Washington because of the Iran-Israel attacks, having left the G7 summit in Canada earlier than expected. And so did ABC's Mary Bruce traveling with him.
Trump telling reporters there on Air Force One that he decided to race back to the White House so that he could, quote, be a little more well-versed and not have to rely on phones as he navigates this crisis.
In Tel Aviv, ABC's Ian Pannell.
A mass exodus from the Iranian capital following warnings from President Trump and Israel. Huge lines of cars, bumper to bumper, on the road out of Tehran.
One of the worst Russian air attacks on Ukraine's capital happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. Makers of many things to eat, including cream cheese, Jell-O, Kool-Aid, and Lunchables, the Kraft Heinz Company announcing it will not launch any new products in the U.S. with artificial colors effective immediately. The company says it's already removed the coloring from 90% of its products. This is ABC News. A legal setback for the U.S. chief executive, ABC's Lionel Moise.
The Trump administration has been ordered to restore hundreds of research grants related to diversity. A judge says the National Institutes of Health used an arbitrary process to illegally cancel the grants. He blasted the government, saying racial discrimination and discrimination against the LGBTQ community was behind its actions. Administration officials argued the research placed ideology over science.
Total deaths from weekend flooding in West Virginia, at least six. The governor says at least two people remain missing. This man and a family friend started to clean out two storage garages across the street from their home.
My wife called me, actually sent me a text because I didn't answer the phone. I was working, and told me that we were being flooded and the trailer washed away and cars were floating by with people in them and they were bouncing off the garage.
And cleanup continues in West Virginia. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, Have you heard this? Macy's is previewing our lowest prices of the summer on furniture and mattresses now before the sale starts Thursday. That means early access to July 4th deals on beautiful outdoor furniture sets, customer favorites like the Radley Sectional, and top mattress brands like Sealy, all at 20 to 65% off. So get to Macy's now to save big, beat the rush, and give yourself more time to relax on your brand new furniture from Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tonight and more scattered storms tomorrow with some locally heavy rain, a quarter to a half inch or more possible tomorrow into tomorrow night. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It is definitely worth a look. Right now it's 64.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol request for increased security, a spokesman for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss confirmed Monday increased security presence has been requested prior to Wednesday's Assembly floor session that follows the weekend assassination of Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is included in a list of names found in the vehicle of the man accused in the Minnesota shooting. Law enforcement informed the senator that her name was on the list. Vance Belter is accused of killing Hortman and her husband and wounding a Minnesota state senator and his wife. And the Wisconsin Elections Commission is checking up on Wisconsinites who haven't voted in several years. 200,000 notices were sent out to the addresses of voters who haven't cast a ballot in the past 4 years, so the commission can find out if those voters still live there and if they're still interested in voting. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built on service.
Good morning. It's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from Lifetime Memorials. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand. The Buffalo County Highway Department is reporting that a road construction project on Birch Valley Road will require that road to be closed from the intersection of Highway 95 to the Rod and Gun Club for the next month. The road may be opened up intermittently during the project. The road is also used for the ATV trail. And the road may be open at times on weekends for ATV, UTV traffic. Lake City Police are reminding parents to be extra careful when their children have realistic-looking toy guns in public after an incident this weekend. On Saturday, officers quickly responded to a report of a child with a gun at a playground on West Chestnut Street. Officers quickly arrived and found a 9-year-old boy with a toy airsoft gun, not a real firearm. The department is reminding parents that realistic toy guns can cause unnecessary alarm and carry risks when mistaken for real firearms. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Western Wisconsin yesterday to talk home ownership and affordable housing. In comments made after Evers toured a new affordable housing project in La Crosse, Governor said that the key to affordable housing is bringing partnerships together, including the state, organizations, and nonprofits. Ever says that housing is something that everyone has to have, and it's critical to having a good life here in Wisconsin. Vance Bolter is being charged with multiple Minnesota state and federal counts in connection with the murder of Minnesota state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband. Bolter appeared in federal court Monday, charged with multiple crimes, including stalking, murder with a firearm, and firearm offenses. He also faces multiple counts of second-degree intentional murder and attempted murder in state court, where a Minnesota judge ordered Bolter's bail set at $5 million. State lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in the attacks, while Bolter is also charged with shooting Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Over 45 state and federal officials were listed in Bolter's notebook as potential targets. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chen Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at primerealtymidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
The Democratic Party of Wisconsin has elected Devin Remicker as its chair. Remicker won out over 3rd Congressional District Chair William Garcia and Joe Sapesky from Milwaukee. Remicker was the party's executive director and takes over for Ben Wickler effective July 1st. Remicker says Democrats need to work on messaging to connect with voters, plus win back union organizers and the working class. 7 dairy companies across Wisconsin are receiving grant funding. June is Dairy Month, and Governor Evers and the Department of Agriculture awarded grants to assist local dairy processors to modernize and grow their businesses. The funding can also help producers produce new products, expand markets, improve profitability, and sustain long-term visibility. Evers is proposing to increase funding for the Dairy Processor Grant Program by an additional $1.2 million in the 25-27 executive budget. A Jewish temple in Milwaukee was vandalized over the weekend. The Milwaukee Jewish Federation said in a statement a suspect is in custody for the Sunday morning vandalism at Temple Marat on the city's northwest side. Rabbi Gil Esser Lehrer called the incident, quote, an act of hatred, unquote. Damage to the building was extensive, with windows and doors broken. The temple's Israeli flag was also stolen, and signs supporting Israel were torn up. Officials say the perpetrator acted alone, and the Jewish Federation is calling it an isolated incident. Milwaukee is among the top 30 cities in the United States for dogs biting postal workers. 20 bitten mail carriers last year ties Milwaukee with San Francisco, Oklahoma City, and Albuquerque for 17th place nationwide. Los Angeles came in first with 77 bites, followed by Houston and Chicago. The U.S. Postal Service began its National Dog Bite Awareness Campaign earlier this month to inform dog owners on how to be good stewards for safe mail delivery. An injury of a postal worker from a dog attack could leave the dog owner responsible for medical bills, lost wages, and other costs amounting to thousands of dollars. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. Discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy this Sunday during the 39th Annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast at the Rotering Ridge Beef and Dairy in Cochrane from 7 to 11. There'll be pancakes, sausages, cheese curds, maple syrup ice cream, and of course, milk, music with Ron Pronchinsky, kids events including face painting, a pedal tractor pull, and barrel train too. It's the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Sunday from 7 to 11 at Rotering Ridge Beef and Dairy in Cochrane.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tonight and more scattered storms tomorrow with some locally heavy rain, a quarter to a half inch or more possible tomorrow into tomorrow night. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It is definitely worth a look. Right now it's 64.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
Here come the Cubs. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. It was a well-deserved off day for the Brewers after taking 3 of 4 from the Cardinals in their last series. Now it's on to first place Chicago. Manager Pat Murphy loves how his team will attack one of baseball's best.
I'm proud of our guys. You know, every series will be different. You know, coming off off days, you never know. Cubs got the second best record in baseball or whatever it is, or one of them. They're a solid team, top to bottom, experienced team. Their pitching's been great, but I know our guys will go to compete. That's why you play this game.
Game time from Wrigley tonight is set for just after 7. Chad Patrick will pitch against Ben Brown. Entering play today, the Cubs lead the second-place Brewers by 5.5 games in the Central. Moving on to basketball at the NBA Finals, the Thunder are one win away from their first-ever NBA title.
Nimhard at the top, drives the free throw line, pass to the corner, turnover. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on the runout, layup is good! 2 more points and 1! For Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, off the turnover, Thunder by 10.
ESPN Radio with the call. Mark Kestisher on the play-by-play. The Thunder beat up on the Pacers 120-109. OKC leads the series 3-2. This will go down as the Jalen Williams game. He had a game-high 40 points. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 31. Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton, he re-aggravated a leg injury in the first quarter. He was a shell of his normal self, scoring just 4 points, all from the free throw line. Game 6 is Thursday night back in Indy. The Pacers needing a win to stay alive. High school baseball, day one of the state tournament in Appleton. Division 1 quarterfinals, Hamilton beat Oak Creek 6-1. Badger over Hudson 14-3. Hartford downs Hortonville 4-1. Muskego over Sun Prairie East 7-2. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers with back taxes to the IRS. Billions in tax relief is now being made available to struggling taxpayers, giving thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars in savings away to those who qualify. If you're facing wage garnishment, threatening letters, audits, liens, levies, or already in a payment plan, you can now expedite the resolution to your tax problem, end collections, and even qualify to reduce a large portion of what you owe. Stop IRS Debt has established a relationship Relief Hotline for you to call to check what savings and options you qualify for. Dial 800-750-4198. With many people facing job loss and rising cost of living, these special IRS initiatives are designed to aid delinquent taxpayers with the relief that they need to get a fresh start. For a free consultation to see what savings you qualify for, call 800-750-4198. 800-750-4198. 800-750-4198.
The Minnesota Twins aim to avoid a fifth straight loss when they visit Cincinnati tonight. The Twins were swept by the Astros on the road over the weekend. Minnesota currently in second place in the AL Central at 36-35. David Festa starts for the Twins tonight. First pitch is at 6:10. The Timberwolves' plans to acquire Kevin Durant may be on life support. ESPN is reporting that the Suns superstar does not want to play for the Wolves next season. Phoenix is expected to trade Durant during the offseason, but the 36-year-old reportedly prefers to play for either Houston, San Antonio, or Miami. Durant is in the final year of his contract. He averaged 26.6 points and 6 rebounds per game last season. The Minnesota Lynx will try to get another winning streak going when they host the Las Vegas Aces at the Target Center tonight. The Lynx are coming off a 101-78 win over the Sparks at home on Saturday. Minnesota's in first place in the WNBA at 10-1. Tonight's game tips off at 7 o'clock. The first batch of balloting for this year's Major League Baseball All-Star Game have been released. Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge is leading all players with over 1.5 million votes from fans. Now, this year's voting process features two stages of fan voting, with the current stage running through June 26th. The All-Star Game will be played on July 15th. In Atlanta.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio. Exotic species remain a growing problem across the Badger State landscape, but many residents are fighting back. The Wisconsin Invasive Species Council recently announced its Invasive Species Action Award winners. I'll tell you about some of these folks when we return, but first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources congratulates the winners of the 2025 Invasive Species Action Awards, which were recently presented by the Wisconsin Invasive Species Council. The winners represent all regions of Wisconsin, and each of the winners is united in putting in long hours in the ongoing battle against the spread of exotic species. Recipients included Abby Voigt, who is the coordinator of the Timberland Invasives Partnership in northeastern Wisconsin. She conducts control measures on more than 100 acres per year. There's also Ben Johnston. In his role with the Kickapoo Valley Reserve in Vernon County, Ben has led invasive species control and monitoring on more than 8,600 acres. There's also Kathy Higley, a lake conservation specialist with Vilas County. Higley has assisted more than 100 lake associations in her county with aquatic invasive species. You can see the complete list at dnr.wisconsin.gov and click News. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-885-9700. 800-885-9700. That's 800-885-9700.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tonight and more scattered storms tomorrow with some locally heavy rain, a quarter to a half inch or more possible tomorrow into tomorrow night. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It is definitely worth a look. Right now it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blank a girl, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back. I used to rock all night long to keep on rocking me, baby. Frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. And I go back to watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. I'll go back, I'll go to watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Johnny be good. Looking so sweet, it oughta be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind. Acts like Madonna, but she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. She wears snakeskin boots made by Calvin Klein. All the other girls at school, they give her dirty looks. She got an A in math and never cracked a book. The show looks good in her denim man pearls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
I got a souped up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. With that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. While we making these tires scream in this old car. A racetrack, or we can turn the key and let the seas lay way back. Count the midnight windshield stars, watch the sunrise in my arms. If we don't go nowhere, girl, I wouldn't hate that. I can drive you from this holler to holler.
There's Tyler Hubbard, and all we want to do is continue to play country music next, like Alan Jackson, Lee Bryce, and Eric Church, all coming up.
Hello. This is one of our calves here at Wheezy Brothers Farms, and my name is Madison. My great-grandfather bought the land, and my grandfather and his brothers began milking dairy cows here in 1982. I want to continue that strong passion for dairy farming, and I want to be able to pass that love and passion on to my kids someday.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Join the Durand Sportsman's Club June 21st from 5 to 10 at the Durand Rod and Gun Club for the 38th Annual Sportsman's Club Fundraiser. Over $50,000 in prizes will be awarded, including three Polaris SXS ATVs. Midnight Special performs from 6 to 10. Tickets for the giveaways are available at area businesses and any Durand Sportsman's Club member. Visit the Durand Sportsman's Club's Facebook page for more information. It's the 38th Annual Durand Sportsman's Club Fundraiser June 21st from 5 to 10 at the Durand Rod and Gun Club.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tonight and more scattered storms tomorrow with some locally heavy rain, a quarter to a half inch or more possible tomorrow into tomorrow night. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It is definitely worth a look. Temperature now 65.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Two young people without a thing, say some vows and spread their wings. Settle down, just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on. That's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough living on love. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get it done. Living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. It's like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love. Living on love.
I am insensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Yeah. I am a short fuse, I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus, and I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Jess McMahon. She is Director of Land Conservation and Planning for Pepin County. And I had a chance to talk with Jess at the Holden Park Campground on Monday for their ribbon cutting ceremony and the grand reopening of what is, I would consider now, an absolute gem here in Pepin County. And Jess, thanks for joining us. I am totally flabbergasted on how nice this project turned out, and it's been a long time coming, but it's been a long time for yourself and Leanne and the rest of the staff to try and get this all put together. This has been a dream for, what, about 5-6 years?
Yeah, yep, absolutely. The last 5 years, we've really put a lot of time and effort into this park. It's really a passion that we all share together.
And I, you know, I remember, again, this was right around the time of the, when they were talking about having the highway shop out towards the front before they put it in its current location. Ron and I came down and we looked at the park and we were like, yee, kind of need a tetanus shot if you even sit at the picnic tables. So there was a lot of money involved, but you guys were able to find a lot of grants to make this happen.
Yes, yeah, we did. Our ARPA funds that came from the admin committee and the full county board were kind of a biggest driving force. Because of that, we were able to get a DNR matched grant. We also have the Norma and Stanley DeBoer Quiet Trails Fund, which helped us do the network of trails that we now have. And the Pepin County Together grant also paid for the new well here and another park project as well.
So let's run down some of these new amenities. Now, when we were first at the park 6 years ago, we really didn't want to use the restrooms because it was just a pit, but that's changed.
It has. Yeah, we still have the pit toilets over there. The bank ladies at the bank were nice enough to paint a mural for us to dress that up. But we do also have showers now and flush toilets, running water, drinking fountain, all those awesome things that people have been requesting.
And that's now, and with that, you also had the well fixed and the nitrate issue basically dealt with, compliments of, again, one of the health department grants and even some of the DNR stuff.
Yes, absolutely. So before we had a well that was pretty shallow and it had a nitrate issue. The new well is much deeper and we no longer have a health concern over the nitrate.
So the water is safe, which is a wonderful thing. And but there's also showers now. Again, there was none of that stuff here.
Yes, yes. There is push-button showers. It is free. They are on a timer. But, yeah, absolutely. Come down, take a shower, stay clean.
Another big part of the park now that, because I don't remember it even being here, there's a playground now.
Yes, there's a tiny little piece of what used to be the playground, but we added the tire swing, a new slide, and a pirate ship, which has been a hit with the kids.
Also, we're sitting at some brand new picnic tables, so all of the sites have brand new non-wooden picnic tables, which is really kind of nice.
Yes, no more rot, no more slivers in your butt.
Also, we have you new fire rings too. How did you come up with all of, was it just a big list of this is what we need to come up with all of these new amenities?
Yep, just replacing things one at a time as needed, and actually the public has given us a lot of suggestion and we've followed through on that.
Talking with Jess McMahon, she is Director of Land Conservation and Planning for Pepin County. Again, Holden Park has a big facelift, not just a small facelift. I will say a big facelift with a lot of new amenities. Now, what about the trails? Because I remember when, again, when Ron and I had come out, and again, this is about 5-6 years ago, boy, the trails were not really taken care of. There were trees down. There's this, I mean, you didn't even kind of know where the trails are, but that's also changed.
Yes. Well, we have an entire network of trails now. They all have cute little names. We have brochures and maps available at the kiosk at the entrance of the park. All different varying levels. They're all nicely mowed for anyone to use. So.
Also, we have a new online system for camping. So tell us how that works.
Yep. So back in 2022, I believe it was, we went to the online reservation system. So through CampSpot or through our county website, you're able to make your reservation ahead of time. It just guarantees that you have a spot. So there were some longer distance customers coming in just wanting to make sure they actually had a spot once they got here, and we're able to provide that now.
And so now with the with that online registration, are you also able to pay it as well right away online?
Yes. Yep. You can prepay there. Mm-hmm.
Talking with Jess McMahon, Director of Land Conservation and Planning with Pepin County, you've done such a great job.
I'm afraid to ask. I'm hoping there's future plans for some other things to happen.
There's always more to do down here, and that's what we say as a staff. We love our park days. We love spending time down here. I'm sure we'll find more projects. We did also add 4 new sites just away from the loop that are a little bit more secluded, and those are going to be a big hit with the campers as well.
Okay. Oh, so there's a few new sites. Well, you know, I will... Even though I'm afraid to say it, but, you know, a Starlink with Wi-Fi access throughout the whole park might be something for a guy who works in the radio station and needs internet access to be able to camp down here during the week. I'm just kind of throwing that out there.
That's definitely something we can consider in the future.
Now, we have also, each site now has all new electric to it.
So each site does have electric. Not all of it is brand new, but it's all up and functioning. So
I know that there would be a lot of issues to be able to try to figure out, but would there be the future of either A, running water to the sites and or having like a dump station here on the grounds? I know that that's a lot of DNR stuff you got to deal with.
Absolutely. We're up for the challenge. If we can find the funding to do it and there's the public support for it, I can't see why we wouldn't go after it.
I know, like with the dump station, obviously there's going to be the environmental stuff. Has the DNR, have you asked the DNR or have you tried to look into some of that of, okay, if we could do that, where could it go?
We've discussed it internally. We kind of know where we would put one. It's just costly and we have to make sure, like you said, that we follow the regulations. So if the funding were to be available to us, and that's something that we would pursue.
Now, will the park be open year round or not?
Nope. So we usually close sometime in December. We have a large hunting population that comes down here for deer hunting. But we do shut the water off once the lines would potentially freeze. So there's no running water after that. It would just be the pit toilets. Usually December 31st would be the very last day of camping season. And we open weather dependent in April or May.
Also, too, we're changing up some of the quiet hours and that sort of thing?
Yes. So at night, we like this to be a peaceful, family-oriented campground. So we would just like 10 p.m. to, I believe it's 7 a.m. It hasn't passed county board quite yet. That's going this week. But those are just quiet hours where people are able to still camp and, you know, have their space but be respectful of their neighbors.
Talking with Jess McMahon, she is Director of Land Conservation and Planning with Pepin County, brand new Holden Park Campground. It's something that you definitely want to come out, even just drive out and just take a look. And that's the thing, you don't have to camp to come to the campground, because if you want to just walk the trails, you can come down here for that, right?
Yeah, come and play in the playground with your kids, walk the trails, hang out. It's for everybody. It's day use also.
Now, I don't know the name of the lake, and so I'm sorry. I can't think of it, but is there going to be eventually some type of access to the lake from the campground where we're at?
So Silver Birch Lake is on the other side. Right now, it's only accessible by walking path, but you can drive up around the block, and there is a boat launch with two docks over there.
Okay, so there's a way to be able to even maybe try Silver Birch Lake fishing as well here at the Holden Park at Campgrounds. You'll definitely want to check it out. It's something that is going to really, really, it's a jewel, I think. They've really done a great job of making this park a jewel here in Pepin County. I'm Brian Winnikins on WRDN.
From the toasty mozzarella on top of your favorite pizza to the mound of real whipped cream on top of your favorite ice cream sundae, so many of the foods we enjoy are dairy products, and they get their start on the dairy farms of America. And we take this opportunity to say thanks to the men and women who operate our dairies and dairy farms.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is being brought to you by Elsevia Co-op, your certified Ruby Fieldmaster distributor.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Ice cream is back at O'Galley Cheese. Chocolate Shop Super Premium Ice Cream has a 14% butterfat content, which gives it a richer taste. Get yours in a dish or a cake cone, available as a single or double scoop. Want to take some home? Pint sizes are also available. O'Galley Cheese, located north of Durand on Highway 25, opens 7 days a week for your ice cream enjoyment.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Less spending. Retail sales fell sharply last month after a spike in March, says the Commerce Department. Analysts say consumers are trying to get ahead of President Trump's tariffs. The decline was driven by a drop in car sales. President Trump's back in Washington because of the Iran-Israel attacks, suddenly leaving the G7 summit in Canada. The president says he's aiming for a permanent end to the fighting. ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv.
Missiles between Israel and Iran exchanged more.